Catholic League Blasts Media Hypocrisy Over Biden's Catholic Faith. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 14, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has denounced the hypocrisy of mainstream media that fawn over Joe Biden's devout Catholic faith while pillorying those who actually embrace church teaching. It is okay for Catholics to bludgeon the Little Sisters of the Poor provided they carry a rosary, Dr. Donahue noted dryly in an essay Monday, pointing out that for leftist media, the only good Catholic is a bad Catholic. CNN ran a piece December 13 noting that Joe Biden goes to church, prays, and carries a rosary, Donahue observes. Joining other puff pieces on Biden's Catholicism by America Magazine, NPR, and The Washington Post. What all the left-wing media love about Biden's particular strain of Catholicism is his unapologetic rejection of the Church's core moral teachings about life and marriage and religious freedom while maintaining all the external trappings of the faith. Biden rejects the teachings of the Catholic Church on abortion. He has become an extremist, marriage, he even officiated at a gay wedding, foster care, gender ideology, health care, contraception, sterilization, religious liberty, and school choice, Donahue observes, all of which endears him to the mainstream media. In his essay, Donahue also underscores the sharp contrast between the media's sycophantic treatment of Biden's faith with their harsh attacks on the Catholic faith of another public figure, Amy Coney Barrett. In dealing with Justice Barrett, the media were anything but kind, Donahue notes. Indeed, her devoutness was a source of discontent, even rage in some quarters. The difference is that Barrett actually believes and affirms what her church teaches, while Biden only accepts those teachings that coincide with the platform of the Democrat Party. All the others he cavalierly dismisses. The Catholic faith is a liability when a public figure takes it seriously, but as long as they can play fast and loose with its moral teaching, they will have the full support of the establishment left. The moral of the story is plain. It is perfectly fine to be a Catholic public official just so long as he or she rejects the teachings of the Church on matters of public policy, even when those policies are life and death issues, Donahue concludes. Follow at Williams from